Session number 12248, Mr. J. Forster, Reel 1.
Mr. J. Foster, Reel 1. When and where were you born, Mr. Foster?
Long Horsley, about 9 miles the other side of Morford.
What date was this?
July the 11th, 1917.
What job did your father do?
Father was a farm steward.
And was it an agricultural area?
Agricultural, yeah.
How big was the place you lived in?
The farm would be about 600 acres, and we lived in a house with 4 bedrooms and kitchen, sitting room, and all the other commodities.
Did your mother work?
No.
Do you have any brothers and sisters?
I have 2 brothers and 1 sister.
Would you say that your life was a comfortable one?
Yeah. Exciting, comfortable, yeah.
In what ways was it exciting?
Well, the different things that I did through younger life, you know, different sports and all sorts. I was a big sportsman.
Which school did you go to?
Long Horsley School. Just an ordinary school, ordinary village school.
And that would be 5-year-old, was it?
That's 7 I started. 7. You know, 5 in them days, you know. 7 was the school starting age.
Any memories of your school life?
Oh, yes. I'd be taken home by ambulance from school. I'd been climbing a tree, and at the bottom of this tree was a tip. I'd been up to a bird's nest during dinner hour, and I fell down the tree and right onto a glass bottle, and it nearly cut my foot in half. I'd be taken away to hospital with ambulance.
What memories have you of your teachers?
The headmaster, they called him Mr. Gordon. He came originally from Stake Ford. That's down Ashington way, you know. Gordon, he was about 6'3". And he had a cane nearly as long as 6'3". And he wasn't frightened to use it. But he was a good teacher. There was one thing about him that if he got into any trouble outside, he wanted to know what it was first before he did any punishment. He liked to see your side of the story before he gave any punishment.
Was the discipline strong in
the
school?
Very strong, very strong. Yeah, very strong. Yes.
How did you take that discipline?
Inside school I was a good one. I was a good one because I was all for learning. So I was inside school, I was good while classes was on. But then I got up into some monkey tricks and play time, you know. But whilst in school, I study hard and listen to everything you had to say, and it was like, as I wanted to get forward.
Did you move into a senior school?
No, we didn't. I didn't move into a senior school because as soon as I finished school, I couldn't get any higher when I was 13. I was couldn't go. I was in the top class. So the Easter before my 14th birthday in July, I was allowed to leave because I had got a job, and they allowed me to leave because I couldn't go any higher in that school. And it was a funny thing about secondary schools. Excuse me. Secondary schools then, because the nearest secondary school was about